here we are on Christmas Eve. There's so many things enjoyable about this time of year. Something I grew up with it was in my parents' home, it was in my grandparents' home, it's in our home now, is something traditional that we set up for Christmas, and that's to have a nativity scene. You know, some are pretty simple with just a few characters. Some are a little more extensive. I know in our home we have a nativity scene that's made by Fisher Price. It's kind of made for the kids to play with. And then we have like this one here, which my wife and I purchased in Bethlehem, Israel, made of olive wood, is one that we typically don't let the kids just play around with for good reason. But nativity scenes can be, again, they can be simple, they can be a little more extensive. And the one I have here is probably in between. We have a stable because there was no room in the inn, right? Whether it was a stable or a cave, but we have a stable. We would have a number of other characters. Now, not all of them would have been together at the same time. I know, kind of ruining things. But they weren't all there at the same time. But it's nice to have them all here so it can be a reminder of the characters at the time of Jesus' birth. We have animals. We have sheep. We have a cow. We have a donkey. And then we have the shepherds. Well, one shepherd in this set anyways. You see, the shepherd came to see Jesus after they were told by the angel that he was born. Then we have the wise men who came to worship Jesus and bring their gifts. They followed the star. And we have Joseph and Mary, of course, the parents of Jesus. And we have the little baby Jesus right here in the manger. It's kind of a feeding trough. When we set up nativity scenes, we often have something very similar, something very in common. We tend to wrap everything around something in the center. We typically have our wise men, our shepherds, all facing the center. We have Joseph and Mary facing the center. And who do we have in the center? It's okay, you can say it. It's Jesus. Jesus is at the center. Jesus is the central part of the nativity scene. All of the people, animals usually surrounding, they're looking. Why? It's because Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas. He's not just the central figure at Christmas time, but Jesus Christ is the central figure of our faith, our Christian faith. Even when we look at the Bible, who's at the center of the Bible? From the moment Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, we see that God was planning for a Savior. The Old Testament spends a good portion of time pointing toward the Messiah who would save. The Old Testament points to Christ. Even the sacrifices done in the Old Testament, the sacrifices were pointing us to the once and for all sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Then we move into the New Testament. We see the first few books of the Bible, the Gospels, and they share about Jesus' life, his ministry, and his death. Then the rest of the New Testament is living life in light of Christ and what he has done for us. It points us and the church to Christ. So even looking at our Bible, the central figure of our Bible is Jesus. At Christmas time, when I look at a nativity scene, I'm reminded that Christ came to us. I'm going to read some scriptures. If you were able to grab one of those sheets in the back, there's some scripture on the back of it. You can follow along. Otherwise, you can just hear me share the scripture. But my first one I'm going to share is John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. The Word that we know, what we hear there is Jesus. The Word is Jesus, and He became flesh. And I'm reminded, you know, when we look at the Nativity, that Jesus came, He was born, He took on flesh, and He lived among us. Not only am I reminded that He came, but oftentimes I'm reminded that our lives should be centered on Christ each and every day. Just like we set up these nativity scenes, that Christ is at the center, Christ needs to be at our center, my center of life. Now, Christmas can be a busy time of year. Just going to Wausau yesterday, I may not see so much busyness here, but you enter a town, a shopping town, and you see busyness. I don't enjoy walking around some of the stores at this time of year. It's too busy for me. But Christmas is a busy time of year. There are many parties. There's many gatherings. You have people decorating and making special foods and shopping and giving gifts. There's special concerts, there's special programs, there's running here and there. If you have younger kids, it's sometimes even more running around. It's a busy time of year. It's a joyful time of year. I don't want to say it's not, but it's busy. I'm sure I don't really need to tell you any of these things. But we know that for many people, Christmas can be a bit chaotic. But where is Christ in the hustle and bustle of Christmas time? Christmas is about Christ, and so we need to make sure that when we celebrate Christmas, it's about Christ. It is as if many people are tempted to push Jesus Christ out of their Christmas scene. We all like gatherings, but sometimes it's just easy to get so busy that we just kind of move Jesus off to the side. We got too much going on. And I think that's what I really like about our Christmas Eve service. It's a time to just take a breath, reflect, time to remember. Really, just taking time to worship our Savior. To take that moment out of our busyness and intentionally worship our Lord. In this service, we take that moment to celebrate Christ. To remember the reason for the season. Taking time to give praise to the one who gave us life and set us free. That is Jesus Christ. Another tradition that many families do during Christmas time is they read the Christmas story. Now I'm talking about Jesus' story in Luke chapter 2. Now you can probably read out of Matthew 2, but that's the short version. I know us kids wanted the short version, but you know, just taking the time to read the Christmas story. And we often do that before we exchange gifts as a family, just to remind ourselves the true gift at Christmas is Jesus. Not the toys, not the fun things, but the true gift is our salvation in Jesus Christ. And my hope is in Christ. And I hope that Christ has not been pushed out of your Christmas or out of the main part of your life. And that's the question I want to ask you. Is Jesus the central figure in your life? is he? I'd like to read another passage out of Galatians, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a powerful verse when you really look at what it means. As a follower of Christ, I have been crucified with him, and I am no longer I no longer live for myself, but it's Christ living in me. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. When we put this in perspective, everything we do and say, and even the things that we think, should reflect our Savior, Jesus. I'd like to read out of John, another passage, John 15, verses 4 through 5. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. There's that part in there that says, remain in me and I'll remain in you. Just like the nativity scene where Jesus is in the middle, our lives should be looking to Christ for everything. If he's the vine that we're attached to, everything comes from him. He's the life-giving vine, and we are the branches. It is Christ who gives life. And we receive life when we place Christ in the center of our lives, when we make him Lord of our life, and we prioritize him above all things. I'd like to read from John chapter 10, a second half of verse 10 through 11. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We have life in Christ. He guides us like a shepherd and loves us so much that he did lay down his life for us. Our good shepherd, he laid down his life for me, and he laid down his life for you. He gave his life that we would live. But he didn't stay dead, praise the Lord. He's alive, and he's calling each of us to receive him and to follow him. When we look at living a Christ-centered life, everything we do, not just when we're in a church or with Christian friends, everything we do, we are doing for the Lord. Which leads me to a few more scriptures that I would like to share with you. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, whether in word or in actions, do it for Christ, in whom your life is centered on. I'd like to read Colossians 3:23 through 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart as if you're doing it for the Lord. Sometimes that isn't always easy. Sometimes in our, maybe in regular day-to-day jobs, you feel like you're working for someone and you just don't really want to do too much. When we look at this scripture with a Christ-centered life, whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as if you're doing it for the Lord. Because our Lord is who's at the center of our life. 1 Peter 4:11, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. May our words and the way we serve others reflect Christ, whom our lives are centered on. If our lives are centered on Christ, then others will come and see Christ in us as well. And that's what we want to. We want others to see Christ in us. Not other people just to notice us, but we want them to notice Christ who is in us. John 8:12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus is the light of the world, and when we follow him and put him and we make him Lord of our lives, his light comes upon us, and we can share his light with others. Which Matthew 5:16 makes pretty clear, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. At Christmas time, we celebrate the Son of God. We celebrate Jesus coming into this world. He brought light into darkness. He brought light into a sinful, broken, dark world. And when we receive him, we receive his light as well. And that's, we celebrate his coming. We also celebrate Easter when we celebrate the ultimate sacrifice he gave for us. But at this time, at this Christmas Eve service, I want to leave just one thing with you. Let's keep Christ the center of our lives. Let's keep him Lord of our lives. And let's share him with those that we encounter. He came that we can share him with others.